This is The Pulse, stories about the people and places at the heart of health and science. I'm Mike and Scott. This story is from our episode about the mind-body connection. You can find us wherever you get your podcasts. Millions of people all over the world suffer from long COVID, lasting symptoms after a COVID infection, and they can be debilitating. Fatigue, pain, nerve damage, heart problems, stomach issues, nausea, brain fog. Patients often seek help from a laundry list of different specialists, cardiologists, neurologists, GI doctors. But now a totally different and more holistic approach seems to be gaining some traction.
In March of 2022, Boon Lim was on a ski trip in the French Alps, nearly 6,000 feet above sea level. It was spectacular, until he developed a cough.
A very nasty cough that really hurt, and I thought I had fractured a rib. That's how painful it was.
Boone is from London and didn't want to miss his chance to enjoy the mountains. So he toughed it out on the slopes during his first day there, but just barely. Later that evening, he couldn't keep up with his wife at the supermarket, and that's when he knew.
Something's wrong.
He tested positive for COVID.
And I said, what, COVID, schmovid, I'm a fit and healthy guy, should be out on the slopes with the kids in 3 days' time. By 3 days, I couldn't breathe.
Boone is a cardiologist, and he figured he should monitor his symptoms. He bought a pulse oximeter and discovered his blood oxygen level had fallen dangerously low to 82%.
So I was rushed down by ambulance to the base camp, where I spent overnight at sea level.
A CT scan revealed his lungs were severely inflamed. The images looked remarkably similar to scans of some of his patients back in London who had long COVID.
And I said, okay, I'm a sitting duck for long COVID. And I was sleeping 14 hours a day and feeling breathless for the rest of the time of the day and feeling extremely exhausted. And I thought, gosh, if this is what long COVID is like, and if this is how I'm going to feel in 12 weeks, in 24 weeks, I'm in trouble and I can't work.
So once Boone returned to London, he decided to take a radical step.
I recognized that what I needed to do was to turn off my mobile phone just to have an auto reply. And I said to my secretaries, just no response from me.
He would not fight through it and see patients. He would not answer his phone. Instead,
I got into a very deep practice of meditation, really deep, and was able to practice this for about 3 hours a day, just to focus on diaphragm breathing and a focus on a positive healing from my mindset.
Sounds nice and all, but could something as simple as sitting and thinking positive thoughts really fight off long COVID, stop these symptoms from becoming chronic? His thinking on this stems back to some research he had done earlier in his life on the autonomic nervous system.
In a nutshell, it's that bit of the brain, which is quite primitive.
It's responsible for the body's involuntary but absolutely crucial actions. How fast our hearts beat, our breathing, digestion, reproductive function, sweating, and the immune response. So all of that is on autopilot, almost entirely outside of our control. Almost.
Ron, what's 1,000 minus 27? Quickly.
Oh, quickly. Man. Is it 173?
No, 1,000 minus 27.
Oh, 1,000. Oh, my God.
Yeah. Come on.
973.
Come on. How much?
Boone said, my heart rate probably jumped 20 beats per minute there, all thanks to being confronted by a surprise middle school math question. So we know we can rile up parts of our autonomic nervous system, and pretty easily, too, under the right circumstances. Could we also do the opposite, calm things down? And could that impact the devastating effects of long COVID, which seems to be related to inflammation and immune system problems? Boone thought about his patients with long COVID and their many seemingly unrelated symptoms and the specialists who were treating them, each one typically assigned the difficult task of alleviating the mysterious individual symptoms that fell within their realm of expertise. A neurologist to tackle the brain fog, a gastroenterologist for the stomach issues, Boone, the heart problems. The treatment plans often reminded him of that old Indian parable about a group of blind men who try to describe an elephant.
and the blind man that approaches its tail and pulls the tail says the elephant is just a rope, and the one that approaches its tusk says the elephant is like a spear, and the one that says approaches its side says it's like a wall. And
because each specialist faced a unique manifestation of this novel disorder, patients were often treated as if each symptom were isolated from the larger diagnosis. Boone was wondering, hoping, that perhaps getting to the autonomic nervous system, the control center for the body's immune response, was a way to address the underlying causes of long COVID. As if the COVID infection planted malware inside this system, causing your body to react as if it was stuck in one hellish middle school math test for months.
I think if you really want to get a holistic picture of long COVID, you need to see the elephant in its full glory with all the multifacets and components of the elephant, and try and develop, if you can, a unifying diagnosis to explain why all these things occur.
And he had heard encouraging anecdotes from some of his patients.
Six or seven patients had told me about this amazing program that they had joined called a rest recovery repair program, which was conducted by a yoga teacher.
A woman named Susie Bolt. She got COVID at the beginning of the pandemic.
I just felt like I had been poisoned, like seriously poisoned.
Then she developed long COVID. Weeks passed and she still felt awful. No blood clots or lung damage, just this crippling sensation that something was off, like her body was stuck in fight or flight mode all the time.
I feel like everything has got, 6,000 volts of adrenaline pumping through me.
Susie thought if she could just reset her body's programming, shut everything down, and then reboot herself like a computer, maybe it would jolt her system out of this terrible funk. But to do this, she would have to reboot all of her body's programming, not just the stuff she could consciously control.
And it was in that moment that I went, okay, so I know about the autonomic nervous system.
She had seen research on how meditation and mindfulness could sort of open a back door into this innermost program, allowing one's conscious thoughts to hack in and recode.
My hunch is that calming ourselves down, not from like a you're neurotic, you're out of control kind of thing, but just literally calming the nervous system, slowing down the breath, working with the mind, the body, just to kind of come home. I felt so abstracted from myself. I was so ill. I felt like my body was a kind of battle zone. It was like wasteland. And I needed to do that.
Again, this was just a hunch. But Susie wanted to try this and share her findings with others along the way as a supplement to the treatments provided by specialists. She believed community and support were key to this reboot. So she started a Facebook group.
And it grew. And then it grew. And then it grew.
It was a hit. Susie's program evolved into a business. She started offering classes day and night, live and on demand, taught by herself and instructors all over the globe.
We have had thousands and thousands of people come through the program now.
Classes range from a half an hour to 90 minutes and vary from mindfulness meditation and breathing exercises all the way to Pilates. Susie keeps things experimental. It might sound a bit more feel-good than hard evidence, but science is actually backing up this approach. A recent review of research studies suggests that meditation could have measurable effects on outcomes for long COVID patients, thanks in part to its ability to limit the presence of pro-inflammatory proteins and encourage the production of anti-inflammatory proteins. So, Boone Lim had heard about Susie's yoga and meditation protocol from his patients, and it made a lot of sense to him. He decided to go all in on this idea in the weeks after his COVID infection, as his symptoms lingered.
I let go of work, I let go of my research commitments, I let go of all these responsibilities, and I fully trusted the team who support me. So my medical secretaries, I just said, look after me. Because I can't do this now.
Along with traditional treatments, Boone decided to completely eliminate the stress of everyday life. Remind his body that it had defeated the virus. It was no longer in the physical equivalent of a horrific middle school math fever dream. By placing his entire conscious focus on recovery, trying to hack into his autonomic nervous system through meditation and deep relaxation. He knew this wasn't feasible for many people with long COVID. Most can't afford to completely shut life down. But he was grateful that he had the chance to do so.
I was able to drop and go to a moment of self-connection, self-recovery, and really focus on the things that I should be focusing on when you're recovering, which is self. And in being able to give myself 3 to 4 hours a day to meditate and to breathe, I was able to, after 6 weeks, come back to full working health. And within 3 months, back to normal completely.
Now, Boone is back to work and back to his life. He says he's feeling even better now than he did before he got COVID.
That story was reported by Grant Hill.